Buy the best you can buy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why brokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. And it's a perfect day to start to plan your garden for the spring. Hey, spring's getting closer every single day. And on top of that, for those of you living in New England, tonight and tomorrow, they're talking a little bit of snow. Along the coast, probably not a heck of a lot. But when you go inland, I know where I live in Maine, we're going to have 4 to 8 inches of snow. Beautiful. Mother Nature's free fertilizer. It protects our plant. It does a lot of good for us. So, you know, you can't always complain, because snow cover during the winter is really, really valuable. And it's something that you may not like to shovel, but boy, it helps the lawn. It helps your perennials. It helps all of your broadleaf evergreens, things like azaleas especially, that if you do have no snow cover, by the time spring gets here, you look at the leaves on the plant, and they're all brown, and it just doesn't look very good. And it takes the whole year for the plant to replace those leaves and to make it look good again. So it's a good thing. Look at it that way. Now, if we can help you with your gardening, the number to call, 800-259-9231. You give us a call. We'll work together. And you will have a much better garden this year. And we've got to think of it positive. We're not going to have the amount of rain that we did last year, hopefully. We won't have the cool weather that we had last year. And we won't have the diseases like tomatoes and potatoes that we had last year. That's a thing of the past. We've got to think positive. And if we think that way, we're going to have a much, much better garden. And if we can help you, give us a call right now. You talk with Jared, 800-259-9231. Okay? Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Wendy on the line, who's calling about an angel's trumpet.
Okay, Wendy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi. Good. And yourself, Wendy?
Well, I'm doing good. We've had some warm weather here in Maine, so that always makes me happy.
Yeah, it was crazy yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Fantastic. I have a Brugmansia that's about 4 feet tall. I've had it for a few years now. And in the winter when I bring it in, I was told to cut it back by a third, which I do. It does okay. It loses most of its leaves down bottom. It has some leaves up top. It's got lots of green buds, you know, just waiting for some nice warm weather. Just curious as to whether I'm treating this the right way or what I should be doing with it.
Okay. I have angel's trumpet. That's one of my favorite plants. I have a yellow flowering one. It comes in, the white is the most popular, and I think probably blooms the most. Yellow is next, and then there's a pink. But I've never had the amount of blooms on the pink as I have had with the yellow or the white.
Oh, I have the pink
now,
one.
Okay. What I do is I don't have enough room in my house to keep these plants growing all year. So in the fall. I bring my angel's trumpet in. I put them in my basement, and I just leave them there. I don't give them any water. And I'll tell you, I've had probably an 80% survival rate on them. Now, when spring comes, I bring them upstairs and put them in my dining room. And right now it's in an 18-inch pot, so it's in a real big pot. And what I do is I put down an old bat towel on the floor, and then I put a sheet of plastic, like an old shower curtain, because I can't find a saucer big enough to put the pot in. And I cut the angel's trumpet to about 2 feet. So it's nothing but sticks. And I put a good amount of Osmocote fertilizer on it. And I start feeding it every week with the Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And within 2 weeks, the shoots start popping out all over the place. In the past, I did not cut them back that much. And I would end up with a lot of growth on top and not much across the bottom. So by cutting them back to 2 feet, all the shoots come out of the base, and I get a much bushier plant. And I'll tell you, by the time I get to August, my angel's trumpet gets to be a good 6 feet tall.
Wow.
And is blooming like crazy in July and August, September, right up until frost.
That's interesting, because mine will not bloom until I actually bring it inside for the fall, and then it blooms.
The thing
but
that
I don't
you have
feed
to
it
do,
as much.
Yeah. The thing that you have to do with the angel's trumpet is this, and we used to have a nursery in Scarborough, and we used to raise a lot of the angel's trumpet. And we started to try different things. And the thing that we found out is the more we fed them, the better they bloomed.
Okay.
And my former manager of the nursery, what we would do is, so that we wouldn't sell the big stock plants in July, he took two pink, two yellow, and two white. And I did the same thing. I brought them to my home where we were not able to sell them because we needed these to take cuttings on. And I was feeding mine every 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, he brought me a picture of his plants, and it was loaded with flowers. And he said he was feeding them every single week. And when they started to bloom, he fed them every time he watered with Miracle-Gro. And at one point, he had over 100 blossoms on one plant. Now, the other thing that you can do, you said you've got one that's 4 feet tall, right?
Correct. And it's right upstairs. I have enough room for it, and it's in a huge pot.
Okay. In mid-April, take that 4 foot tall branch and take 2 feet off of it.
Okay.
Take that 2 foot tall cutting that you have, lay it down on your table. And if you look closely, you're going to see little notches on the stem. That's where the leaf was. It looks like a triangle.
Right.
Where that triangle is, you're going to see a little bump right in the middle of the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
That is a dormant bud in case the leaf fell. If you make a cut an inch below the triangle, and you put it in soil, excuse me, that bud will become a root. And what we used to do is we would take cuttings, and we would take a piece that had 2 to 3 notches. So if you had a 2-foot-long piece, you could probably take 3 or 4 cuttings, and all you have to make sure is that the bottom of the stem, where you cut it, always goes in the soil. If you reverse it and you put the top of the stem in the ground, it will not root.
Right. Would you dip it in rooting hormone? Would that help?
We did is we just used the very common, inexpensive rooting powder.
Mm-hmm.
We put them in 4-inch plastic pots filled with soil. And within 2 weeks, we could start to see shoots come out on it. So if you want to start some new ones, but if you want to get the flowers, you put Osmocote in it. And whatever the package says, double it. Sprinkle it right on top of the soil and then water it in. And that way, every time you water, your plant is being fertilized for 6 months.
Okay.
And if you can hit it with some liquid food like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest, once a week, believe me, you will have the best-looking angel's trumpet, and it's going to – and the thing that's really nice, Wendy, and because yours isn't blooming until real late, the angel's trumpet is fragrant at sunset.
Right. It's unbelievable.
It's
fantastic.
Yeah, so, I think if you can take some cuttings and root them to start some new plants, if you can repot them into a big container, I repot mine 2 to 3 inches larger every single year, and that's why I'm up to like a 20-inch pot right now. I don't know if I can go anything bigger this year.
Yeah,
but
they get a little heavy when you're moving them in and out. So
yeah, give them plenty of sun. Feed them, water as needed. And, they love to be outside. So as soon as the threat of frost is over, put them right outdoors in the direct sun, lots of water, lots of food, and you will have flowers by late July, guaranteed. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden is here. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If auto ship B, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Debbie on the line, who's calling about daylilies.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I got a couple of new catalogs on daylilies from the south, and there's no zone numbers, and I'm in zone 6. Does daylilies just pretty much run the gamut of all zones up into, you know, 6, 5, 4, you know, the colder zone?
Oh, yeah. Daylilies are very, very tough, so don't even worry about that.
Okay.
I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and I have all kinds of daylilies. They're very, very tough, and you shouldn't worry about them at all. I know one of the biggest growers is down south into the Carolinas, and when I first started working in the nursery business, we were buying our daylilies, peonies, and iris, and hosta from the south, from North and South Carolina, and they survived wonderful. So don't worry about that. Daylilies are very, very tough, and they will adapt to wherever you put them, and they adapt to the climates. So, Debbie, buy them, plant them, and enjoy them.
Okay.
Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ellie on the line, who's got a question about a hibiscus and also about a rubber plant.
Okay, good morning. Tell me what's happening with your hibiscus.
Good morning, Paul. It's not mine. It's my sister's in Wisconsin. But she said, when you talk to him, will you ask him, you know? But she has a hibiscus. That's a big old plant in the house, and it gets plenty of leaves. I think she puts it out in the summer, but it never flowers.
Okay.
And she said, what am I? I said, do you feed it? She said, no. What do I feed it?
Okay. Now, what was your second question?
It was about the rubber plant. She has a really old, huge rubber plant that she says has to be shaped, and she doesn't know how to do it. And it's in a pot, plenty big. It's not that it's pot-bound or anything. Neither one of these are pot-bound.
Yeah. Tell her what she wants to do is she has to decide on what shape she wants it. Does she want it to be more upright or more spreading? So if she wants to control the size, tell her to make a cut about 1 inch above a leaf. Okay? So 1 inch above the leaf, you take a pair of pruners, make a nice big cut, and tell her not to panic, because what's going to happen is when she cuts into that stem, the rubber plant is going to bleed. It looks like a white sap, almost like milk. And you just tell her that that will solidify, it will scab over, and it will be fine. And then the piece that she's cut is she dips it in some rooting powder and puts in some fresh potting soil. It will root, and she takes three or four cuttings. She can start a brand new plant, you know, so take three or four cuts, put the three cuttings into a big pot, and she'll have a brand new plant. Now, on her hibiscus, many, many years ago, I was working at a nursery, and we received some hibiscus, really fancy. Oh, they were absolutely gorgeous. They were doubles. They were multicolored. And we had some that were as big as my hand could spread with the blossoms. They were from the West Coast. And we were unloading them. And in the process of unloading them, there was a car that drove by the nursery, and the man put on his brakes. We could hear it squeak, and then he came into the nursery, and he came from Hawaii. And in Hawaii, he had over 300 varieties of hibiscus, and he couldn't take them from Hawaii to Massachusetts, where he moved to. And he was thrilled that we had all these new varieties. He ended up buying one of each color. But he told me, if you can feed them every time you water, they will bloom nonstop year-round. So tell your sister to get Osmocote. Osmocote. It looks like a little BB. And she wants to put that on the container and use a liquid food once a month. They'll bloom like crazy. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Pair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-580-7310. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-7310. That's 1-800-580-7310. 1-800-580-7310.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden at all, give us a call. Don't be shy. Make yourself a pot of coffee. Sit down at the kitchen table. Look at the Sunday paper and call us. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Eva on the line who wanted to talk about compost.
Okay. Eva, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I heard your response to the caller on compost. My question, I totally agree, it's, you know, it's gold, but my question is, and I've been reluctant to use the free compost because all of the grass clippings that get taken to the dump and compost that are all full of the fertilizers that people use on their lawn, and I'm an organic gardener. So I wouldn't mind using it on my flowers, but what do you think about the vegetable garden?
Well, I'll tell you, any chemical fertilizer that you apply to your lawn will survive in nature for 6 to 8 weeks, and that's it. Any weed killer, whether it's a crabgrass preventer, which creates a skin on the surface of the soil to prevent the seeds from germinating, or a broadleaf weed killer that is a liquid that you spray on the foliage to kill the plant, in nature will be destroyed by the rays of sun and the microbes in the ground within a 60-day period. So any weed killer or things that you put in your compost pile will be killed. Now, the other thing that happens is when you make a compost pile, what creates the compost faster and breaks down the foliage faster is heat. And sometimes a good compost pile, and if the town is going to make it or you're going to make it, you're going to be adding water to keep it hot. You're going to be turning it to keep the microbes active. We'll create temperatures in excess of 180 degrees. And at 180 degrees, it basically cooks and destroys all of the chemicals that were in the place of fertilizer or weed controls or even insecticides. So don't worry about that for the vegetable garden. Their shelf life in nature is normally 60 days. Now, the reason that I'm telling you this, I'm sure that you remember, because it's probably been 25 years or more now, there was an insect control called Chlordane. And Chlordane was the most widely used insecticide that we had. And most of it was applied around the foundation of your house to prevent ants and insects from coming into the house. And it was a good product to control insects, but the problem with it was we were applying it where the water came off the roof. So you got a good soaking rain, the water hit the roof, rolled down the roof, and pushed the Chlordane into the ground with the water. And it got pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and eventually would get into the water that we were drinking. If it was allowed to stay on the surface of the ground, it would kill the insects and it would never be a problem. So what they did is they took the Chlordane off the market because it was getting into the water that we were using to bathe and to wash and to drink because it wasn't able to break down. By staying on the surface of the ground, the sun and the microbes could kill it and break it down. But because it was being pushed 2 feet below the ground, 3 feet below the ground, there was no sunshine, and the microbes were less and less and less. So the rules for chemicals as well, and that's for insecticides, disease control, and for weed killers, the new rules that took effect a few years ago state that no product can last in the ground any longer than 60 days. So any new product that's been released has to follow that rule. Durstban was one that was put down. And Durstban did not break down after 60 days, so it was taken off the market. So the chemicals that we have today are designed to break down within that 60-day period. So don't worry about the compost. The heat, the microbes, and the sunshine have cleaned it for you.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
You have a great weekend now.
You
and
too.
Get out.
Bye.
And if you can get that compost, Eva, get it. Stockpile it in your yard. Use it every place that you can, because compost is the future to making your garden better than it is today. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Bill on the line who's got a problem with his rose bush.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Tell me what's happening.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks. Calling from Higgins Beach. You probably know it.
Oh, I've been there many times.
Yeah, beautiful day here. My wife brought a rose in that had done poorly and repotted it, trimmed it up, fertilized it, put it in a nice sunny spot this winter, and it really thrived. And then about 2 weeks ago, the leaves started to curl. They got a little bit of mottling coloring on them, and the buds that had started to form just started to dry up. I looked underneath this morning, and I saw a little, maybe 1 centimeter, little, almost aphid-looking bug. I'm not sure I can identify it, but crawling around. And those are the symptoms. So we kind of were wondering what it was that was going on.
Okay. Are you noticing, like, a white coloration beginning to form on the foliage?
It isn't quite white. It's really more kind of, if it is, it's very slight. But it is definitely okay. Mottled as if it's getting some sort of disease.
Okay. Have you been misting the foliage?
No.
No, okay, because roses do not like to be misted at all. So you want to try and keep that foliage as dry as possible. What I would do, Bill, is this. You know, today is going to be temperatures in the mid to the high 30s. So what I would do is, if you have a rose and flower spray, either as a powder or a dust, take the plant outside for a few minutes, turn the plant upside down, spray the underside of the leaves, then flip the plant back up, it's normal, and treat the top of the foliage with it. Most of the insecticides and fungicides that we have today for roses are systemic. Well, they'll be absorbed into the leaf, taken into the bloodstream of the plant, and it will move around and it will be very, very effective. But if you could take it outside, if it's cold, go in your garage or in your tool shed but just bring it outside for a few minutes, spray it, and that way you don't have the fumes from the aerosol all over your house, and then bring it in, and that should really help a great deal. Now, part of the reason that the roses are probably dropping their buds, roses are plants that require a long day. And the day is not quite long enough right now. So that you can help that by when you go to bed at night, if you're leaving a light on, let's say over the sink, take the rose, put it in the sink so that the night light is hitting the foliage, and that will extend the amount of light that it receives, and that will help it. Put it near a south-facing window. The more sunlight it can get. And I'll tell you, I did something this year, and I've never noticed it before. The windows in our house, we had replacement windows put in about 3 years ago, and that made a big difference in the heat of the house. But they have screens, and I just leave the screens on there. Well, my wife wanted me to take off one screen to do something, and I took off the screen, left it in the house. She did whatever she had to do with the window, and she said, "Look at that window. There's more sunlight coming with the screen off," and I never realized how much light the screen blocks. And we ended up taking all the screens off the south side of the house. And it's like we went from a 50-watt bulb to a 75-watt. There's so much additional light coming into the house. And the plants are doing wonderful, even though it is the middle of winter. But they, you know, if you figure that screen, it's nothing but wire filled with holes. So all that wire is blocking the sunlight. So if you could take the screen off, that's going to help to give you more light. But I would give it a good spray with a general purpose rose and flower spray in a day like today where it's going to be in the mid-30s, maybe even a little bit warmer before the snow arrives. Give them a good spray, and then it probably wouldn't hurt to feed it. Roses in the garden need to be fertilized every 30 days. And all of the products that you buy, they'll tell you, reapply every 4 to 6 weeks. 6 weeks if you have a lot of clay, 4 weeks if your soil is sandy. And because yours is potted, I would do it every month. You give that a try, and you're going to see that it works a lot better for you. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Talk with Jared. He'll get you set up, and we'll try and work together to give you some good advice that will help you with your garden. And remember, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, at the very bottom of the front page, you can sign up for a free email newsletter. Now, this is a newsletter that I write every week. We have 4 articles in it. And earlier in the morning, we were talking about one of the articles. There's an article in this week's newsletter about the ginkgo tree. There's an article about crotons. And crotons are indoor plants, tropical plants, that they don't flower. But their leaves are beautiful, yellow, orange, and red, as well as green, all on the same plant. And the more sun they get, the more color they have. Did a little story on growing herbs on your windowsill. And a vine that you can plant on a fence, whether it's a chain link or a wooden fence or a brick wall, called Boston Ivy. It's the ivy of the Ivy League for the colleges. It even grows on the wall at Fenway Park on the outside. So sign up, paulparent.com. It's free, and you get it every Thursday. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. So if we can help you, call right now. The lines are getting quiet, and this is a perfect time for you to call. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Mary on the line, who's calling about her arborvitae.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. What's happening with the arborvitae, Mary?
Hi, Paul. It wouldn't be Sunday without Paul Parent. I live in Rhode Island, and I have a big old double front door. So I put 2 matching pots on either side, like we do on the stoop. And the arborvitae must be about 2.5, maybe 3 feet tall now. But I don't know what to do with them. Do I water them when it's freezing? Do I leave them alone? I don't want to lose them. This is their second winter, and they're looking kind of pitiful out there.
Yeah. What I would do is this. This time of the year, we've been getting some snow. We've been getting some rain. But if the container freezes, then putting water in it, you could end up creating worse of a problem.
Okay.
Because the water is going to expand, and you could end up breaking the pot itself.
Yeah.
So unless it's really, really windy and we had a lot of sun and no snow cover, then a little bit of water every now and then would be okay. What I would do is during the winter is to take it off the porch, put it on the ground, someplace where it's a little bit sheltered so that the wind and the sun don't react with it. What happens is this. When the wind blows, it's going to steal moisture from the pot.
Yep.
And the pot, the roots, are stuck in there. They can't go looking to get water. The other thing that happens during the winter to containerize plants is during the day, the sun hits the side of the pot, and it absorbs the heat into the container, thawing the roots.
Mm-hmm.
When the sun sets and the temperatures are below freezing, the soil that was thawed from the sun refreezes. So it's freezing at night, thawing during the day, refreezing at night, and the roots stretch with the freezing and thawing. And then you can get some root damage.
No.
So by taking the containers off the porch, putting them behind a shrub that's growing near the house,
or beside it. Well, do you think it's too late? Is it too late to do that now?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, okay.
The worst month for damage to containerized evergreen is in February, because your days in February are really getting longer.
Yep, they are.
Right now, we're probably gaining 15, 20 seconds, maybe a little bit more than that now because we are getting closer. But once you get to February, you're gaining minutes every day.
Mm-hmm.
And your sun is also getting stronger. But February in New England traditionally is the stormiest month of the whole year. So if you can get them off that stoop so that your container doesn't freeze and thaw,
yeah,
you'll be a lot better off.
It would be a good day for it. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary. You have a great day, and enjoy the snow that's coming in tomorrow. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. During the break, Jerry got a phone call from a man who was driving and couldn't hold on. He planted potatoes last year and never harvested the crop, and he wanted to know what to do. This is what I want you to do. If we have a normal winter, which we are, with freezing and thawing, some of those potatoes are going to die. They're going to rot right in the ground. But at least 50% are going to survive. If you do not dig them and get rid of them, the potatoes that survive contain the virus that attacked the potatoes and the tomatoes last year. So in March, get a pitchfork, get a shovel, dig them up, put them in a plastic bag, and throw them in the trash. Do not put them in your compost pile. Dig them and dispose of them.